Main character, Bello, or Velo. Anyway, guys, not a lot to talk about here for the Tugger Report, except for the main character's name, which that spelling that they use in the English version, V-E-L-O-U, is a terrible choice. And I couldn't figure it out until I saw the Japanese spelling. And Japanese is written in katakana as Bello, like that. And why they decided to do it... So you have a few choices. You could either pronounce it Velo or Bello. Kind of like the English word below or bellow. I don't know why they chose that. Obviously, they had a different choice in mind, because in one of the panels in the first chapter, they have it spelled B-E-L-L-E-A-U, which is probably, like, makes more sense, like a French spelling. It makes more sense. They're like, but for the, what they chose, they used, like, changed the B sound to a V, which is acceptable, but then kept a Japanese spelling for the O sound. It makes no goddamn sense. I want to punch the person who chose that. It's terrible. I thought it would be, oh, it's Velu? Like, Velu? Like, what is it supposed to be? Like, no, it's either it's Bello or Velo. I don't... It's bizarre. It's like one of those things where, like, I don't know... exactly know what the original author, the Japanese author, the mangaka, was thinking, and whatever they were thinking, the translator did not get it, and they chose something that is goddamn terrible. So pronounce it either Bello or Velo, but for the love of God, don't say Velu. It looks like it should be that, but it's not, because the translator sucks! I don't know, I thought the translation for the was mostly good, but I just thought, I just fucking hate that choice. I don't know why it makes me so angry, but it's like, what are you supposed to think of in your head? It's like the protagonist, what are you supposed to think of in your head when you see that? You can't pronounce it because it makes no sense at all. But it's like Bello or Velo, it's like either one are... all right choices. And if you want to know about, like, the, they named, of course, the lady Huntress Grimm, which is, of course, a reference to the brothers Grimm, Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm. They're super interesting, especially Jakob Grimm, because he also was one of the, like, earliest, most important people to the field of linguistics, which, as you know, I am a language nerd, so I find that stuff fascinating. They, of course, went around in the early 1800s to a bunch of places in what we call modern-day Germany, although that country didn't exist back then. They collected a bunch of folk tales from people, basically parents would tell these stories to kids to scare the living shit out of them, to make them behave well. These had never been written down. They had been told by parent to children, and then those children recount them to their children for probably hundreds of years, but they had never been written down before, and there was loads of different variants and different tales spreading organically, and they were the first ones to go around and try to record them for posterity. So, like, folk tales, folklore, they were, like, really instrumental in that. But Jakob Grimm was one of the first linguists and is instrumental to the modern practice of historical linguistics, which is one of the things we can use to figure out how language actually works and spreads and changes over time, and how we're actually able to tell how the Christian fundamentalist view of history is 100% scientifically disprovable, even without, like, modern day, like, genetics and radiology. You don't need that. The study of language is enough to 100% disprove the super biblical view of the world being, like, 6,000 years old. That's total horseshit, and people have known that for over 200 years just by studying language. But anyway... that's the important stuff, I guess. Debonair Diamond is a really weird name for a female character because debonair is a masculine word, but it's whatever. Anyway, good luck, and I haven't thought of my summary yet. I'll think of one. I'll send you the 6-word summary. Anyway, good luck. Love you. Bye.